Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Thunderstorms in the forecast today. It could be nasty. Could not be nasty. Who knows? All right. Welcome to a Tuesday. And let's see here. Oh, we never gave away the tickets. I got to remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about
it. What are you eating? I hear some.
Man, there's three boxes of cookies in the break room.
Oh, that's so good.
And they are delicious. Yep. They are good.
Oh, is that why you're having cookies?
So I got one of each.
Oh, okay.
I got a chocolate chip.
Nice.
Uh-huh. Man, that thing is really good.
Yeah.
And then there's a chocolate cookie, just pure chocolate.
Pure chocolate. Okay? Chocolate.
Yeah. And then there's a sugar cookie. Sugar cookies are
it's the
dreamboat, man.
See, I saw those cookies in the break room, but I can only imagine.
They just went there yesterday.
It's not that. Mm-hmm. I can just imagine how many fingers have been in them pulling out cookies.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man.
Yeah. Well, mine have. So. Yeah. So, that's one for you.
Yeah, and you know that he uses his actual index finger to dig into his nose.
So yeah, and Spadella, I'm sure your hands have been in there, right?
I got donuts this morning. I've been munching on the donuts.
Oh, you brought in donuts?
Yeah.
Why don't you ever bring us a donut?
He never offers.
I just bring, I don't know, I get two when I go home, like on my way home, and then I just eat them in the morning.
You should pick up like a dozen that's discounted.
That's a lot of money.
Okay,
just
anyway.
Once. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, so
my metal cookie.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cookie. All right. Well,
yeah.
That's cool.
Did you see
the
story?
Wait, I was getting ready to give away these tickets.
We're going to do it at the end of the break.
God.
I feel like I'm having it with you, this cookie.
Yeah, this you're.
We're going to do it at the end of the break. Oh, end of the break, we'll give away the tickets for it.
Okay? That eating
stand by.
Thing is neat.
You know, that's called a hook, you know?
Oh, okay.
People are waiting around for this ticket.
Okay.
They're not going to go anywhere. Right?
You're grossing me out. Right. I'm not going to lie.
Jamie, you eat and drink every single day in here.
Yeah, but not quite.
Every single day in here.
Not quite.
And all of a sudden, BJ does it. We got a problem.
It's a little bit louder. It's a little bit louder on the microphone with you. I'm not going to
lie. Okay, well, whatever. I'm just saying, every day you eat in front of me.
Yeah.
But if I have one cookie, everybody's complaining about it.
It's a lot. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Trust me on this one.
All right.
It is very. Well. I think your saliva glands
are
overactive. I think they really kick in.
Yesterday they announced that they're going after alligator Alcatraz. Did you see this?
I did see this.
This is great. All right. I watch a lot of crime shows. Man, they need a big old prison right down there in the Everglades. Nobody will ever escape this thing.
Well, it's kind of a good idea because it's just an empty, abandoned piece of property, right? And so they're going to make it into this alligator Alcatraz, and so you have nowhere to go.
I didn't realize there's an island out there.
Yeah,
there's an island in the middle of the Everglades, they say. And it's stable enough, foundation-wise, underneath that they can actually build a prison down there. And they're going to put this thing out there surrounded by gators so that if anybody ever tries to get out of this place, just like this cookie, you're eating alive, man.
Yeah, because the real Alcatraz, it was the tide pool. Or
sharks.
Like sharks, but also the current. The
current
would
blow it
out. Yeah.
The water's too cold to survive. Current drags you out into the Pacific.
But this would be
sharks
a bad
will get you.
Way to
this,
go.
Oh, man. Could you imagine ending up in Alligator Alcatraz?
Yeah, no, thank you.
I just like the name of it.
And Alligator Alcatraz, that's the name Florida's attorney general has given to a proposed detention facility he wants to build in the Everglades to house undocumented migrants.
People get out. There's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide.
Right now, the area is used as a pilot training facility, and as you heard, it's surrounded by pythons and alligators. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says the facility would sit on the already constructed runway and would hold more than 1,000 beds and is surrounded by the Everglades, though it is not part of the Everglades National Park.
So I used to live in Tampa, took several trips to Miami, so you go through Alligator Alley. It is the scariest place on earth.
Yeah.
You drive through there, Jamie, it just reeks. You can almost hear the animals off the side of the road because there's nothing there. It's just a highway right through the middle of the Everglades. And it is scary. You just hope that you don't break down.
It is.
And every time I went through there, man, it was like, you know how I'm with rock slides here?
Yeah.
Man, Alligator Alley is terrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be there.
And it's about 70 miles.
Because I feel like even the alligators, they can climb fences. So even if you're on property.
It doesn't matter. You're still not safe.
Yeah, oh. You're in prison and you're on the grounds, right? You get a free day out and then one climbs over the fence.
Oh, yeah. They climb over the fence.
Yeah.
They dance in the streets. Those alligators
sure
are talented down there.
The
well, I'm just saying the alligators are very talented down there.
But I mean, have you ever seen them? They climb fences.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane.
And I forgot about the pythons. Because
many
people get them as pets in Florida, and then they release them out into the wild. And they say they have pythons down there that are 20 feet long.
And I can see me, like, running one of the gangs in prison,
yeah,
grabbing a python and having it, like, strangle you.
You know you've messed up if you head down to Alligator Alcatraz.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
They lock you up. There's no way out of there.
We'll see if it happens.
Crazy.
So right now it's just a concept, right?
Yep.
DJ and Jamie.
You know, I find it interesting how, and I don't say this in a contradictory way. I just say I find it interesting how you bring something up and I see it completely different, okay?
Yeah.
And both are right. I'm not saying either one's wrong, okay? I'm just saying both are right. I'm talking about the 103-year-old doctor, okay? Because you mentioned that, I don't know if I'd want to go see a guy that's 103 for my health needs.
Well, he wouldn't know the most up-to-date, you know, medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
But then my take on it was, the dude's 103. Whatever he's been doing, it's working.
Well, that is true, too. That is true. I have some of his must-dos, if you would like to hear them.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Schmidl's not going to like this at all.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, at all. Like, at all. So anyway, they said, listen, you're 103 and you still practice medicine. And he's really sharp. He still goes snowshoeing.
I'd go see.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
At 103.
I would go see.
103, yeah?
Yep, because the best advice I've ever had in my life is a guy told me years ago, he said, always, always sit down and talk to people that are much, much older.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And because they have lived it, they know it, and they are very, their expertise when it comes to life.
What is it? Always talk to a guy with a pocket knife and an apple? Is that what it was? Because, you know, how they, like, carve an apple.
That's a Southern Illinois thing.
And then they eat it like that.
So it's like it's an old soul that just knows a lot of stuff because they just sit there and peel their apple and just eat it. Yeah.
My old guy didn't have to have an apple.
He didn't have
for me to talk to.
No,
he didn't. He just needed to be elderly. That's all. Yeah, he didn't need knife for an apple. Nothing like that.
So he was talking about this 103-year-old doctor was talking about how a long, long time ago, people actually prescribed cigarettes. That when he was in med school, people would say, "Take an edge off. Like stress is worse than smoking." And so he said that we would smoke, and people can't believe that in the actual hospitals, you could walk around with a cigarette in your mouth.
I can't even imagine that.
They sold you cocaine over the counter.
Yeah, so he said...
Nothing shocking about it.
He said it wasn't until, you know, much later in his lifetime that he figured out, like, these cigarettes are killing people. And so that was the right choice. And he said his concern about now everybody these days is that they don't realize how bad marijuana is for them because everybody's kind of like sweeping it under the rug. And he said, my fear is that it's going to be like cigarettes. We're going to find out that that marijuana is really, really bad for people because right now we see that after you smoke a joint, your coordination goes down, your intellect is absolutely modified. They're showing premature heart activity, strokes and heart attacks, but nobody wants to talk about that.
So this guy is saying pot. You got to beware, okay?
It'll be the cigarette of in 15 years.
I wonder if it's because it's become so advanced and chemicals are being added to it, and, you know, because it's just a plant.
I mean, look at the gummies.
Yeah, right.
Everything that's
all chemicals.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that was one of his things. He said, so don't retire. Don't ever retire.
I agree with that.
Because you'll just sit there and you'll just become...
You just wait to die.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When you retire, you wait to die.
He said, don't hate anybody. Boy, that was going to be a tough
hard.
One.
No, what? You can't have like one or two.
He said, don't hate anybody. It's only toxic to yourself.
Really? You think about it.
Because that person doesn't care if you hate them or not.
They don't.
But you are obsessed with your hate for them.
And you fester.
Yeah, and it's toxic to your whole well-being.
Well, this is no fun.
I know. I'm like,
I thought my hate was making people miserable.
I'm trying to think if I like literally like if I really, really hate somebody. And I
can't picture anybody. Yeah. I can't name one person that I hate.
I got really close to hating Danny Bonaducci, really close. But I think that was more annoyed than hate.
Hate is really deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if I really analyze it, I think it would just be like, ugh.
Did you hate Danny when you weren't there?
No, I didn't think about it.
It was more in his presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hate something that you hold on to.
Where you think about it all day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when the person's out of sight, out of mind, even for years.
Right.
And you still have that hate.
That hate.
That's hate.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have anybody that I obsess about or think about.
Yeah. Nobody.
Do you hate that you don't have a hockey career?
But that's not the same as hating
that's
somebody.
That's a different kind of hate.
Yeah. It's a different hate. Yeah.
I know, but it's kind of fun to bring up. That's called regret. What about Shmadil? I feel like you have some hate in your heart.
No, I actually can't think of anybody.
No?
No. Right. I mean, there's people that I definitely don't like, but just straight up hate, no.
What about someone that shot you in the face, point blank, like paintball?
No.
Oh, yeah. Somebody that took away your title.
That just happens. Yeah. That's part of sports.
Yeah. It is part of it. Anyway. I think it's hard to find somebody that actually has a hate in their heart. It's not as common as you think, I think.
I think you're right when you really analyze it.
When you really talk about it.
A lot of us don't like people.
Yeah.
But hate is a different
thing. Yeah. And I think you rarely come across that, to be honest.
Keep a lot of friends. Have a lot of friends. It's really important.
Ooh.
And it doesn't matter their age. So it's
that. I don't have any friends.
You do. You just don't. You don't cultivate them very well.
Well, they don't cultivate me.
Well, they try.
I'm not going to cultivate you if you don't cultivate me.
Well, yeah, but they try. Like, Powerball Pete really, I say this every year, really wants to be your friend.
He just wants to go out drinking.
No, he doesn't. He like paddle boards and stuff.
With me?
He would.
He likes
No, I'm not going paddle boarding with Powerball Pete.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. You don't cultivate it. Like, when he texts you, you don't return his text.
Right.
That would be...
You got to build that relationship.
That cultivating? That me returning a text?
Yes, it is.
I'm just telling you, hi. Hey,
Pete,
hi.
That would just be, you know...
All right, so how many true friends do you think you have?
True friends?
Yeah, solid.
Like, probably four.
Okay, well then that would...
And I'm... Oh, that sounds... Uh-oh.
What?
Nothing.
Now there's a bunch of people wondering if they made the list.
Yeah. Made the cut. Everyone's looking at each other like, because how many people are in the group?
I have 12 really close friends.
All right, so.
I really great. I love them all. 12.
So what's the number on this survey?
He just said keep really good friends around. Okay. He didn't give a number. Right. He just said, but it doesn't matter. He's 103, so all his friends are dead.
Yeah.
So he does have friends that are in their 30s because everybody's age different offers. You don't have to like be in a mindset like if I'm 40, I can only have friends that are in their 40s.
Gotcha.
He's like every age.
Everyone
group.
Offers something different.
Yeah. Let's see. Ignore your age. You don't even need the number.
It's just a number,
right? Yeah. And then he said, keep walking. Always walk.
Oh.
Like park your car further away. Walk.
Yes. I agree with that.
Well, that's just dumb.
No, come on, man. If you haven't gone for a walk and been Carson, like, oh, I feel so refreshed.
We'll start walking to work then, okay? Listen, if I can get a parking spot closer to the front door of the Dick's, I'm getting at that parking spot. In fact, I'll put on my blinker and wait till that person pulls out. And I'm not parking three down, okay? And walking. Ain't going to happen, Jamie. He was on a roll there until he got to that parking thing. Now he's full of crap.
BJ and Jamie.
Want to hear a sucky story?
I love sucky stories.
Yep, you're a 16-year-old, and you're working inside of a Baskin-Robbins ice cream place.
A what?
Baskin-Robbins.
Oh, okay.
Ice cream. And you get your check, and it bounces.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what happened up in, where was it?
Westminster.
Yeah, Westminster.
Oh.
Yeah, they got their check, and It bounced.
Checks returned from the bank marked as insufficient funds.
I was just more irritated because I expected it. It's going to be like the worry of thinking, like, is that going to happen again? Like, all my checks not bouncing and not getting paid.
It's just kind of a big accomplishment. She wanted just to have her own money for, like, lunch and things that she wants to do to know they could be treated like this. It's just a bummer. I don't want her to go in the work field thinking that this is how it's going to be forever.
The owner of- Guess what? That's the way it is forever.
Wow.
There are certain companies you can work for. They can belly up before
Dude,
you know
worked,
it.
I worked at a radio station called KXXR in Kansas City.
I've seen that.
And they held our checks. Wow. They would hold them. Yeah. So on Friday, everybody would wait for our general manager. His name was Bob Gould. And we'd wait for him to bring our checks, and he wouldn't show up because they would wait because they were trying to get enough money in the bank to pay us.
Oh. If you're over 45, I would guess you've worked for a company that has gone belly up and had a check bounce on it.
I don't know, but
I would say most people. I have. You have.
Yeah,
people have. I think
it was just a weirdest thing because I mean, people had to pay the rent and everything, and then he wasn't around.
These kids are 16, learning the hard way.
He wants to do to know they could be treated like this. It's just a bummer. I don't want her to go in the work field thinking that this is how it's going to be forever.
The owner of the store did respond to Fox 31, but we're still waiting for a statement from the company. We also reached out to corporate Baskin Robbins.
The owner, he called up probably and said, well, the problem was we didn't have enough money to make.
You know, I always wonder about that, though. Like, how can you sell enough ice cream to make rent?
Yeah, especially
be open all year round.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah.
Your ice cream place. There's one over in my neighborhood. And I looked at that place thinking, you know, who goes in there in November to get an ice cream?
Right?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I mean, Baskin Robbins used to be like the, you know, cool guy thing. But now it's that whatever man ice cream. What's it called?
Something Ben and Jerry's?
No. So it has the word man in it.
I don't know.
I'm a big fan of Cold Stone.
Cold Stone's good. Cold Stone.
Little Man ice cream?
What?
Little Man ice cream?
Yeah, that one.
Little Man?
Yeah.
Never heard
Looks
of
like
it.
There's a bunch of them.
There is, yeah. No, but I don't like Cold Stone. I'll tell you why. This is a weird thing. I got a lot of weird things. But it hurts my teeth when they put it on that cold slab.
Oh.
And they do that with the metal things. It makes my teeth crazy.
I don't think I've ever been in one.
Really?
They fold all the ice cream together on this big, like, it's marble and it's cold.
Yeah.
It's huge.
And they fold it and it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, we rarely go to an ice cream place. If it's DQ, every now and then. But mostly it's frozen yogurt with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of weird things. I was just thinking about this. I just went to the kitchen to get water, and I can't stand the smell of our coffee cups. I don't know what it is.
What do they smell like, coffee?
No, they smell like the detergent, and it's like they didn't get rent.
I've never sniffed one.
Yeah, just go sniff
You
one.
Sniff them when you get one?
Yeah, well, my nose goes in it. It's a big, big hole in it.
But the water doesn't mask it
at all? No, it freaks me out to drink out of
See, the only thing
cups.
I drink out of it is coffee, and so that obviously will mask it. Yeah. So
I got a lot of weird things.
Yeah. Well, if I pick up a glass, it smells funky. I'm not going to drink out of it either.
Yeah, but
I mean, that's not weird.
I mean, you guys all have a weird thing.
Yeah, everyone's got something.
I do exactly what you just said. Like, if I'm picking up any glass, even at home, I smell it.
Smell it?
Yeah, every time. Yeah.
And I can't eat food off of paper plates. I cannot.
Yeah, I don't either.
I have to get the plastic hard ones, but I cannot eat
cannot
any.
Stand
yeah, like,
paper
I can't eat, like, a steak off a paper plate because I got to cut into it, you know?
Yeah.
I love the convenience, though. You just throw it away when you're done.
But that's why I get the hard plastic ones, like the hard ones that you can see through. But
you've got to get the top shelf, Ben.
Yeah.
You can't go with that cheap plastic.
Or the styrofoam
plate. I feel like if you're trying to save money on plates, you just go with the cheapest one.
No.
I know, but
and when I get paper plates, I always take two.
Yeah.
Never take one.
You got to double up.
You got to double and triple every single time, you know?
Anyway, I'm just...
A little weird. A little weird. All right, BJ, JB Morning Show. Welcome to a Tuesday with thunderstorms in the forest. It looks like it's going to rain. It really does. All right. Currently 70 degrees.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm caught off guard today. I'm sitting over here just, trying to write my list. You know me and lists.
Yep.
I love to write my list of things to do for the day. Often I throw it away with the other stuff that I throw away in here. But when I do take it home, I accomplish things.
So what's on today's list?
Well, I got a call about car repair. Got to make that phone call.
Oh, my God. I got to pick up my car.
Oh, you
still haven't done it?
No!
See, good thing I said something.
If you guys go to John at Highlands Ranch in Port Stelma, I forgot. It's been there, 2 months?
I bet you sold it.
Oh, for like abandoned property? Maybe.
No, John wouldn't do that. Yeah, he would. But he's a great guy.
Go by and see my car at Highlands Ranch Imports. No, see if I figure if I give him shout outs, he won't be so mad at me. John, Highlands Ranch Imports. Yeah. I love John, Highlands Ranch Imports.
He's a good man. He would never get rid of your car. My God. He might scratch it here and there. But
yeah, but I totally forgot. Yeah. Are we going to get hail today?
There's a chance, yes.
Not a good day to pick up a car.
No, I meant I need to get it home so I can put it in the garage.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh,
yeah.
He'll take care of it. put it under a tent or something out there for you. Yeah, maybe driving to a Sonic or something. All right. Did you see the story of the syringes?
The syringes.
100 people attending a music festival in France stuck by syringes, and they have no idea why.
Oh, they do that
people
in Africa.
People walk it up, just hitting them with syringes. Oh. What are they doing it for?
Well,
why would they do it in Africa?
Well, supposedly, this is a long time ago when my almost father-in-law worked there in Africa, and they said they had HIV on it.
Oh.
And they would do it on purpose.
All right, let's listen to the story. This happened over the weekend. Over 100 people surprised by a needle. Because somebody stuck them with a syringe and they have no idea why.
12 people are now under arrest in France following a disturbing series of attacks over the weekend. 145 people reported being pricked with syringes.
Can you imagine that?
Maybe they were all heavy and it was all Ozempic.
Good idea.
Those attacks came during a nationwide street music festival. And you can see some pictures of the crowd here.
If that turns out to be the case, I will laugh my butt off that if every one of these people that have been stabbed with this syringe are fat and all of a sudden they're out, working out.
Yeah.
That will be the best story ever.
Won't it? It's like
France's Interior
service.
Ministry says it's not clear if any of these victims were injected with drugs. Toxicology tests are underway, though. The attacks came following calls on social media to target women with syringes during those festivities.
See? What could it be?
Ozempic. Man,
that's a great
or Wegovy or one of the one of those things that they're
semaglutide.
maybe it's all like pharmaceutical reps.
Wow,
I doubt that.
Right, listen, seriously,
I don't know what.
No. Listen, seriously, you got 14 people loading up bags with needles, syringes.
That's terrifying.
Going to a festival and choosing only women to plug, and boom, they poke them with these syringes. 145 different women get
in all seriousness, this is terrifying.
I mean, think about that.
Because
for
who knows what kind of virus is on it or something.
I mean, and think about here in the U.S., if you went down to a street fair or something and something like this happened to you where somebody walked up or you're in a crowd, trying to get through it, boop. Oh, it was like, what the hell was that? Because you would barely even feel it. And somebody's hit you with a syringe.
Yeah. What would it be?
I don't know. They can't. I guess they'll know when the toxicology reports come out.
Like the bird flu or something?
It's kind of scary because those scientists in Michigan, University of Michigan, got caught trying to smuggle all that.
Oh, yeah. Some kind of weird.
Yeah.
I think this probably has something to do with like the date rape drug or something like that.
Oh, because
since
it's
they only chose women,
yeah.
So it's probably something in that category. I would guess.
That is weird.
I don't know.
That's
I have
a
no
weird
idea.
One, don't you think?
Bizarre story. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
BJ and Jamie weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.